Hello, ladies. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And in this episode, I want to talk to you about, do you still need a closure? Do you still feel like you need a closure after a breakup? The need for a closure. This is something that keeps so many women stuck. I definitely remember a few years ago when I was going through the breakup that almost cost me my life, I was driving myself crazy. No exaggeration. Literally, I was driving myself crazy because for a very long time, I just waited and I needed closure. I needed him to answer all of my questions. I needed him to show up and to acknowledge what was going on back then when we were together. And this is something that you can relate to, you know, this need for an apology. You feel like one of you, if he is the one who broke up with you, you feel like he owes you an apology. If you are the one who broke up with him, you feel like you owe him an apology. So the need to answer questions, explain things, to give or to receive an apology, the need to acknowledge that he hurt he hurt your feelings by doing the things that he did or by breaking up with you the way he did. So acknowledging hurting behavior. So all of these are the things that we tell ourselves that that we want, but actually the deeper need for us is that we really want to feel like we matter to him. Like at least that's how I felt. I felt that I mattered to him. I was important enough for him to pick up the phone, to call me or to answer my calls and to, you know, give me an explanation. Just tell me, why did he do what he did? And why did he treat me the way he did? Why did he break up with me the way he did? I had so many questions that I was just going crazy trying to figure out why. Like, why? Why? Why not just answer all of these questions? And so on the surface, we want our questions answered. We want an apology. We want to him to acknowledge a hurting behavior that he did to you. You want to feel that you matter to him. That's on a deeper level. You want to really feel that you matter to him. You want to, maybe you still have a little or a lot of hope that he would become who you really want him and expect him to become for you to be together. At least that was the need for me. On the surface, I was like, yes, he owes me an apology. He needs to answer my questions. Like, why did he do that? Why didn't he step up? Why didn't he defend our relationship? Why did he give up so easily? Why did he treat me that way? Why did he give up, you know, on me despite all of the promises and the things that he told me he's not going to do? Like, I kept asking why? I had so many questions and I just wanted my questions to answer. But that was on the surface. On a deeper level, what I wanted, what I needed is that I really wanted to know that I matter to him. I hoped deep inside of me that he would show up as the person that I want or expect him to be. That all of a sudden he woke up and he realized how much he hurt me and that he needed to do the things that meant we could be together. So on a deeper level, I just had hope. I had hope. I was like, if he can just tell me that he got this, if he can tell me that he was sorry, that he loves me, that he will never again hurt me, that you will never bail on our relationship, that you will do whatever it took to be together and to never experience that level of pain again. If he could do that, I have no problem to go back with him. You know, that was a deeper desire that I had, honestly. So I was still hanging on to him through this need for closure. And sometimes, even though deep inside, in your heart, in your gut, you know the relationship is not working for you. You know the relationship is not serving you. You know the relationship is not something that you must or that you need to have in your life, that you are better off without it and without him. You still feel like you need a closure. Why? Again, it's because you're still waiting for your questions to be answered. Now, let me tell you this. Let's say that he comes back and he gives you all the answers to all of the endless list of questions that you have. Do you think you are going to be silent and listen to all of his answers, to all of his explanations, to all of the things that he was going through and why he did what he did? Do you think you're going to listen to what he says quietly without arguing, without defending, without attacking? I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to help you. But do you really think this is what's going to happen? I don't really think so. I do not really think so, unless you are going through a true phase of self-discovery and self-reflection, that you're humble enough to just sit quietly and listen. If that's not where you are, then chances are you're not going to listen quietly. So chances are you're going to listen and argue back and give and take and, you know, defend or attack. Why? Again, because there is an inner need, an inner hope that you have that, oh my God, like, maybe, probably, possibly, he's changing. He's going to become what I have been waiting for him to become, for us to have a beautiful relationship. And let me tell you this. This is an illusion. Do you know why? Because when you wait for something like this to happen, when you're waiting for a closure as a means to express regret and a way of giving an apology for previous behavior and acknowledgement and a promise for a change in the future behavior, you're actually waiting for that person to become someone else. You're wanting him to become someone else. You are waiting for him to become someone who takes responsibility, who shows up, who does not run away, who does not avoid confrontation or facing you. You're waiting for him to become someone else. That's what you're doing. You're wanting him to be kind enough, to show up. You're wanting him to be courageous enough to show up and to stand in front of you, to look at your face with all of the judgment and the hurt and the sorrow and the sadness and the anger that you are having and that you are exposing. So he needs to be kind, courageous, loving, committed, humble to show up or even to pick up your call, to answer your call, to reply to your text, to tell you all the things that you're wanting to hear. You're wanting him to become someone else. It ain't gonna happen. Again, unless he is going through, you know, spiritual awakening. He's going through a phase where he really, really cares and wants to make things work. He wants to listen up. He wants to reflect on all the things that he did that hurt you. I remember a scene from a movie. I don't remember the name of the movie. It was Jack Nicholson, and he was this, you know, famous bachelor, and he used to have a lot of, you know, relationships with women, and he would just, like, you know, break up with them. And then eventually he hooked up with a young lady, and then he ended up falling in love with her mom. I don't remember the name of the movie, but anyways, so, like, towards the end of the movie, Jack Nicholson was going through this phase that I'm talking to you about. It's he was reflecting on all of the relationships that he had with these women, and he was just trying to discover what is it that, you know, how did they see him and what did he do? Like, why did he hurt them? Like, why was it hurting them too much? Because he eventually, like, at the end of the movie, he fell in love with this young lady's mother, I think he was about to turn 60, and he was in love for the first time in his life. And he just wanted to discover, like, how did he used to be for all of these years? And so what he did is that he went back to all the ladies that he had a relationship with. And then, of course, most of them, they treated him like rubbish. Yeah. They didn't pick up his call. They would just, like, smash the door in his face. But a few of them did open up. A few of them were kind and open and forgiving enough to sit down and to tell him how did they feel and how did he treat them when they were together in a relationship. And that helped him. He started to realize what kind of a person he was. And then he eventually went back. And then at the end of the movie, of course, he ended up with that beautiful woman that he fell in love with. But this is the phase that I'm telling you about. Unless you or him or both of you are going through this phase of, you know, self-discovery and reflection, you're not going to sit down in peace and just quiet and listen. You're going to reply back. You're going to, you're going to argue. So it's going to turn into a fight, really. I think that's why most of the time guys don't want to give you a closure, because they feel like it's not going to be a closure. It's just going to be another fight. Seriously. They feel like they're either not courageous enough to stand up and say how they truly felt. They are scared of your reaction, of your response to what they're going to say, or they don't care enough to giving you that. So either way, where you are right now, if this is the phase that you're going through, if you are still needing and wanting and waiting for a closure, my invitation to you today, my suggestion is to let it go. Let it go. Let it go, because you literally can drive yourself crazy just waiting and wanting that closure to happen. I did. I waited for years. I waited for years for that closure to happen. Oh my goodness. And now, if I can change one thing going back, I was just like, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And if you have a lot to say to that person, my suggestion to you or my invitation is that you can do something actually. You can, like, in your journal, I want you to write everything that you want to tell him. Like, let's say that he reaches back to you and says, "Hi, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say I'm sorry for how I ended this up, or I really didn't mean to hurt you," and so on and so forth. So let's imagine that he reached back and told you all the things that you really wanted to hear. Yes. What would you do? What would you do? Just tell him everything. Write all of this down in your journal. Tell him, write down like how much he hurt you and how much you were waiting for him to show up, how much you hoped, and how much you were sorry and angry and sad because all of the dreams and the life that you plan to go. Just tell him everything. Write it all in your journal, and then take some time, just be in a nice place for yourself. Yes, just wear some comfortable clothes, play some relaxing music, and then have your journal right next to you. Just relax into breathing. And then, when you are comfortable enough, and of course you are just by yourself, open the journal up and imagine, like, see him in front of you. Yeah, see him in front of you and tell him everything that you have written in this journal. Just tell him everything. How much he hurt you. Tell him, just spit it all out. And then once you're done telling him, actually speak it out loud. That's what I want you to do. Speak it out loud, because it's so important that you let it out of your system. And then if you feel like crying, cry. That's okay. And then once you're done with all of that, just let it go and say goodbye once and for all. I'm telling you, I did this. It helped me tremendously. I let all of that, of those emotions and the things that I really wanted to say out loud but could not do or did not know how to. Like, when I did that, it was so relieving and so freeing. And that's my invitation to you today. And my other invitation, of course, for you is to subscribe to this podcast, so that you get a notification and continue to listen to our pod to the episodes that I publish every single day. Take care of yourself, and please know that if you are going through this, it's not just you. There's so many women who are going through this. It's not just you. You're not alone. And if you are in pain right now, it does not mean that this pain is permanent. Pain is not permanent. Only your soul is. Pain is not permanent. Only your soul is. So remember that, and please make sure to subscribe. Take care of yourself, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.